We shall now move on to the next section of the chapter, where we will be discussing about the various functions which we can perform in a Microsoft Word document. First, creating the first document. When you first open Microsoft Word 2010, a blank document appears, and the default name of this document is Document 1. You will see a small blinking vertical line in the document area. This is the cursor, and it indicates the place from where we can start typing. Moving on to the next function, which is saving a document. Once you have written a text in Word, you must save it for your future use. You can do that by clicking on the File tab and selecting the Save option. It will save the document with the new name. You can also press Ctrl plus S from the keyboard to save your work. Moving on to closing a document. To close a document, we need to click on the File tab and select the Close option. After this, we will be given three options. We will click on Save if we want to save the changes and close the document. We will click on Don't Save if we do not want to save the changes and want to close the document. We will click on Cancel if we do not want to save the changes and want to go back to the document. There are certain keyboard shortcuts which make our work easier. Like for example, Ctrl plus N can be used to create a new document, and Ctrl plus O can be used to open a recently saved document. Next, we will now know what is editing. It means making changes to the text, and it includes selecting, inserting, and deleting text. To delete a text, we must first select it and then press the delete key or the backspace key from the keyboard. Lastly, to exit from the Microsoft Word window, we will use the Exit option under the File tab. With this, we come to the end of discussing the third chapter in Computer, which is Using a Word Processor.